Harper Audio presents Flamecaster by Cinda Williams Chima. Read by Kimai Guest. One. Healer. Compared to the freezing weather outside, the stable was warm and steamy and alive with the sleepy murmurings of horses. Adrian Sulhan pulled off his fleece-lined gloves and stuffed them into his pockets. He went first to see if his father's pony, the latest in a long line of raggers, was still in a stall. He was, poking his head over the stall door, looking for a handout as usual. So his father hadn't left the city. Not yet, anyway. Adrian needed to talk to him before he did. He walked on down the line of stalls to look in on the piebald mare. She came forward to meet him, lipping hopefully at his hand. Adrian studied her critically. Her eyes were bright, ears pricked forward, and when he ran his hand over her shoulder, he could tell that the muscles of her withers were filling in. Sliding his free hand under his coat, he gripped his amulet and sent a tendril of power into the mare, looking for trouble. To his relief, the white-hot focus of infection was nearly gone. "You'll be all right," he murmured, stroking her head, proud that it was true. He heard Mansi's step and drag.